Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Throwback Thursday.
Happy Thursday, folks. Happy Thursday, folks.
We're in a rush because the Music Man has just told us they're also taking over our podcast, as well as the Winter Garden Theater.
That's right. So we've got about 30 minutes, and then we got to get out of here. Five minutes.
We're being kicked out, and so is Beetlejuice. So,
boy, I can't believe that. I honestly, I am shocked and amazed that. And for those who don't know, there's a clause in the contract that the producers had with the Schubert Organization, who owns the Winter Garden Theater and leases it out. And Beetlejuice has had a record attendance, and they are selling out like crazy. But there's a clause in their contract that said if they didn't make a certain amount of money earlier on, that they could the Schuberts could exercise their right to eject the show from the theater, which they have done because they Music Man is going to go in there in June, after June, that's when they're going to be kicked out. So we have a closing notice 6 months from now in June. For now, and a lot of shows do transfer sometimes, but because these are big houses, you know, they have to go to a house that can fulfill the costs of it, and it's a big set, and the load in, load out costs are a lot. It's just a mess. But it's shocking that they would do this. And I don't know about you, Rob, but I've seen some people on Twitter discussing the fact that was this agreed upon? Did they know they were going to kick them out a little sooner when they started selling tickets or when they started, you know, advertising? Did Scott Rudin make a deal with the Schuberts early on saying, oh, yeah, that'll be our theater no matter what, no matter how well Beetlejuice does? Probably. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but some people doing detective work seeing something to that supports that. And if that's true, that's really shameful because that is – while we are in a business – it's still art, and if a show is doing well, then how dare you, you know, throw them out?
And that's exactly what's happening. They're being kicked out. I don't know how this is all going to play out. I mean, Music Man will go into the Winter Garden. It's too much of a hot commodity for it to not do. And I think they'd rather have the anger. And I'm so sorry. I don't think a lot of people are not going to go see Music Man because it kicked Beetlejuice out.
Oh, no. Just like, you know, all the controversy surrounding West Side Story, I think people are still going to go see West Side Story, you know, to see which just started previews this past week.
Yes. Now I've had people who are going and saying it's one of the most brilliant pieces of theater they've ever seen in their life.
Same. It's a one act. There's no intermission, and you've heard about all the things. We've already talked about the things that they've changed. But I hear the use of multimedia is just absolutely stunning.
Great.
There's camera work, and,
nobody wants to see a bad show.
This is true.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone wants to go have a life-changing show. So there we go. So Kevin and I are in a little bit of a rush this morning because I got some migraine. So I have to crawl back into bed. Oh, very quickly, I just wanted to do a shout-out because we weren't able to talk about this last time, and then we'll do our favorite things. So as you know, one of our frequent guests and our favorite guest is the wonderful, fabulous Leroy Reams, who we love so much and so dearly. And Leroy makes all of us laugh, and I think it's always a highlight when Leroy comes on the show. Well, Leroy, and we had mentioned this on a few episodes, I think, with Leroy. Leroy's husband, Bob, they were together for 52 years. Unfortunately, yeah. Bob passed away last week. So we're sending all of our love and sympathy to Leroy. And we thank Bob for also being so welcoming of our podcast and always welcoming us into the home and treating us like family. So
that's right.
We just wanted to send our love to Leroy, and we were so sorry, but so blessed to know that Bob, to even know Bob for the brief time that we didn't know him. Wanted to send that out there. Mm-hmm. And Leroy's still going to do our in memoriam show this year, which is very sweet of him. We're going to do that tonight. So anyway, let's move on to favorite things.
Let's jump in, my friend. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Go for
it. I'll keep this really fast. So last week World AIDS Week, where we celebrate. And one of the things that kept coming out was like they're going to make a movie about Elizabeth Taylor, because apparently like Elizabeth Taylor was one of the first celebrities to come out and in support of trying to find a cure for AIDS, and was running like a Dallas Buyers Club apparently like out of her mansion to make sure people had like drugs and stuff. So, but she gets a lot of credit. for being one of the first stars to do it, but she's not the first star to do it. In fact, the first star to do it was a Broadway actress, and it was Vivian Blaine, the original Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. And Vivian Blaine was the first celebrity to do PSAs for HIV and AIDS before anybody else would even go near it. And she was a very outspoken advocate and probably saved more lives and got more attention to it than a lot of other people at that time were doing. And so I found online a YouTube interview with her in 1984 where she's discussing her work for AIDS research and why more people need to get behind it. So I want you to YouTube Vivian Blaine. Remember, she was the first Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
Achoo!
Achoo! A poison! And also in the movie with Marlon Brando. And it's on an episode of Skip Elo. Now, we've talked about Skip on this show before. Now, I'm going to warn you, you're going to watch it, folks, and it's going to be a little uncomfortable because at the beginning, Skip starts off with a monologue, and the monologue is a little racist, so you're going to have to just get past that monologue. Kevin almost did a spit take. You're going to get past that monologue, and then once you get past it, you're going to watch a really wonderful interview with the great Vivian Blaine. And the reason I'm bringing her up today is because with all this talk about making a movie about Elizabeth Taylor and her work, I don't think it should be forgotten that Vivian Blaine was the first one before Elizabeth Taylor and did incredible, incredible work trying to get attention to the cause. So mine is go to YouTube, type in Vivian Blaine, B-L-A-I-N-E, and then Skip E, period, Low, L-O-W-E, and have a good time and watch this interview and let's thank Miss Blaine for all that she had done for the community.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
And if you feel like it, go look at some of the other interviews that Skip Elo has done, because he did interview a lot of really fascinating people.
He did. The other one I wanted to do this, but I think maybe I'll wait on it, is Carol Bruce. Who was a musical theater actress for a long, long time. He did a great interview with her, and her stuff is really fantastic. Yeah, Carol Bruce from Henry, Sweet Henry, and a bunch of others. But today I want you to go and watch Vivian Blaine and Skip Elo. And then next week I'll do an impression of Skip Elo when I'm feeling better.
I'm very excited for that. Excellent, excellent. Oh, and just a little pause. This morning the In the Heights movie trailer came out, folks. As soon as we're done, go watch it because it is 2.5 minutes of absolute incredible. I'm so excited for this movie. And like someone mentioned to me on Twitter, I feel like it's the first time we're seeing a movie musical that is not hiding the fact that it is, in fact, a movie musical. So it's really people dancing on the side of the building. It's really great. So my favorite thing is, I think this is the first time I've ever really done something quite like this. But it is so legendary and funny and fascinating. And I think that we're going to see a lot more of this person in our lives in the future artistically, that I think that I want to give everyone the scoop now before she becomes really famous. So this is an Instagram account. Although the Instagram account is showcasing a character that is you can see in live performances, and I think there's going to be more live performances in the future. There's an actor named Taratula.
Yes, go for it.
Two L's and Taratula, T-A-R-A-T-U-L-A. The Instagram is P-T-A-R-A-T-U-L-A. That is P-T-A-R-A-T-U-L-A. Now, Philip has created – he's a superb actor, a writer, and he's a fantastic at improv. And he creates these characters from time to time, and one of them has caught on and has symbolized all that is great and wonderful about our business. This character is Pam Goldberg, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G, Pam. Now, Pam is a lady of a certain age. She joined Equity in 1964. She kind of looks a little like Judi Dench. She got a nice short haircut. And she is a true veteran of the theater. I would probably say the regional theater. I've Pamber here, which I hope maybe someday we'll get to interview her. But I think so. She should join our podcast because she's definitely legendary. But she is a veteran of the industry in regional theater in the circuit, and she's been everywhere. I'm sure she played the Kenley Players at some point. But so Philip has this character, and he has these clips on Instagram, these videos of her life, and it's like she's giving advice to all of the young actors, to people who are curious what it's like to be a working actor. And so as you scroll down and check out it, you know what she reminds me of? When I first came to New York and I went to the Equity Lounge, this is the union building where there's a lounge where that's where you go to audition. And in that lounge, you have to have your card to get in, your union card. And there are people, and I'm used to younger actors would always look and see these older people, a lot of times ladies with these little dogs sitting in chairs. And they would, you know, they probably had been in Bajour or something like that. And now all these years later, this is where they go to hang out and they all socialize. This is where I think Pam probably hangs out. You know, she hangs out at the Equity Lounge a little bit. And in these videos, you will see her talk about her meal prep. You'll talk about, you know, her giving a virtual reality a whirl. She talks about her self-care. She shows some tongue twisters. Linda Lavin is a part of one of these tongue twisters. She she walks you through her accident reports from the years gone by.
I'm going to be honest with you. I almost peed my pants laughing when she ran through her accident reports.
Oh my God, it's so funny. You know, she does the ALS ice bucket challenge. She takes us through a pudding rehearsal. She gets a little frustrated, but she definitely takes us through that pudding rehearsal. She's a legend. She's a true legend. And Philip, you are a legend too for creating this character. Philip has done a show just two nights ago this week, earlier this week at Ars Nova, the second of shows he's done. He's told me that there will be more, hopefully. I'm sure there will be more. And we will definitely look forward to seeing Philip's Pam Goldberg in life, because it's truly sensational.
I don't know if he did this on purpose. She looks like fucking Pat Carroll. She looks like Pat Carroll, and it's what you will piss your pants laughing. It is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And you're right. I do want Pam Goldberg on the show, and I think Pam should get 90 minutes like all the other legends. And she can come in and tell us her life story, because I have lots of questions and I'd like to hear about more of those incident reports. So this is great. So yours is Pam Goldberg.
So go to Instagram account for these videos. Go to PTARATULA, Philip Taratula's incredible Instagram account.
It's genius, just absolutely genius. And then take a look at Vivian Blaine on Skippy Low. No. Your name is Victoria Boswell. Vivian Blaine. Yes, Vivian Blaine. And you are in the great show Finian's Rainbow, Guys and Dolls. Yes, Guys and Dolls.
Good research, Skip. Good research. Nice
yes,
job.
Yes, very good. Oh, and then there's this queen on there who's from the National Enquirer. Who's amazing, because his defense of the National Enquirer is he goes, when we print it, where they're protecting people. And if other people would print it, it would be coming out incorrectly. So actually, the Enquirer is doing a service. Tell me what it's like writing for the Star. National Enquirer. Yes, National Enquirer.
Good job, Skip.
Thank you. Tell me, do you have any headshots of Rita Rudner? For my press kit. All right, pal. So I'm gonna go and put a cold compress
on
my head.
Feel better.
And such is life. But everyone, enjoy. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll talk to you all soon.
All right. Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. And of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.